And if you're going to do like Abaye said in Cain, Pitalta Teres Erev Meyesa Mavi. You're going to be Mavatal, you say that Erev from this Mavi, they'll never make an Erev. So Rashi, they won't make any Erev. Because you're telling me now what the answer is, be Mavatal the four Rashusim to one. So even without an Erev it helps. And you're allowed to carry out without an Erev. So people will think you're allowed to carry out into the Chutz without an Erev. And for the Gemara de Marvi, that I call upon them, they made an Erev. For the Gemara of Azoy, Yoinu Erev Mavil Mokim Lachri. You're telling me now, really the Erev doesn't help. Really the only Yates to carry out is because four of them was Mavato their Rishus to one. But if you're going to carry out, people will think you don't have to make an Erev. So telling them, like Azamechsi, make an Erev here also. Make an Erev so people think the reason why you're carrying out is because you have an Erev. But Abizayel Bishver, people come to learn that even if you have a Goy there, an Erev also helps. Because here, they did not rent the Rishus from the Goy. The Goy didn't rent it to them. So Abizoy, it's going to be a Xeri here, that people are going to think you can make an Erev with a Goy. And if you're not going to make an Erev, people think you're allowed to carry out without an Erev. And if the Gemara de Mechazinan, that will announce, will give a big hail, you know why we're carrying here? Because here we were Mavatal our Rishus to one. That's the reason why. We'll make Achraz, we'll make a loud announcement, everybody will hear about it. You can make an announcement for the young children. In other words, true, the people of this door will know what's going on. But the people of the next generation are going to forget the reason, and all they're going to know is that even though a girl lives with us, we're allowed to carry out. So if you don't make any Erev, they'll think you can carry out without an Erev. If you do make an Erev, they'll think you can make an Erev with a girl. So the kids, the rubber holds, Abaye's Eitzah is not a good Eitzah. In Halacha, that's what we pass to. We don't hold from Abaye's Eitzah. We hold, like Rava says, you can't do this Eitzah. Because if the four people will be Mavatal, they're Rishus. To one yid, it's exera. People think you're allowed to carry out now without an Erev. So the Zohar was still stuck now. We have this guy here that's not letting us carry out on Shabbos. Is there law, my Rava? Rava said a better Eitzah. Lezel chad minayil. Let one of us, these five yidin here, let one of us, that lezel chad minayil, the korav lei, let's become close to this guy a little bit. At least pretend that you're his friend. And let's borrow from him a place in his a piece of land of his land. It's in his backyard. I'm going to rent to be shalom. It's like you borrow it, you rent it. I'm going to rent the mokum from him. And I'm going to have rishus to leave my kelim there. Once you rent something from the guy, if you're his renter, like you're renting from him. Or lekitoy also means you rent. You rented in Moishta Chama, is the halacha, you're allowed to make an Erev with the schiro lekitoy. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, afilu schiro v'afilu lekitoy, is noisen eruvay v'dayay. The halacha is, if you have a goy, you don't badafka have to rent the rishus from the goy itself. If the goy has a worker, or somebody that rents his rishus, that uses it, he's called a schiro lekitoy, you could either rent, you could be seicha from this person, or here where the schiroi is a yid, he can make an error for the guy also. In other words, there's a kula here. When you have a guy, you have to rent from the guy. But you don't have to go to the guy himself. That's why if you have a superintendent in the apartment house, you're allowed to go to him, he could rent the rishus for all the guy in the apartment house. Because the superintendent is called the schiroi of everybody in the house. Usually he takes care of all the apartments, he works there, he's like hired to fix the apartment. If somebody that's hired to fix, or somebody's hired to work for the guy, it's as if he is also a bailam on the house. And you have a right to rent it from him also. That's why Mo, when they make an Erev in the whole city, what they do is they go to the mayor of the city. Because the mayor of the city, he's like the in charge of the whole city, he's like the Schir Lakita of the whole city, you could rent the Rishus of the whole city from the mayor of the city. Kids, you don't have to go to the guy himself. If you have a Schir, somebody working for the guy, he could also rent the guy's Rishus. And if the schiroi is the yid, he could even be mishtatef in the Erev. So that's the Yetzer here, that one of these five yidin go and be close with the guy, that the guy should give you a right to use his property. You're like renting the property from him, so you're his schiroi, or the kitoin. Then you could be the bailim to make the Erev for the guy. So Drashi, Likarev lagabe, yishtadel im hanochri, achi oyav. Until the goy comes to like you, and the goy will let you use a place of his a piece of land in the chaser. You put something there, leave it there. Since now the yid is living in the chaser nochri, heavily high yisrael kischiroi. It's as if he's like a worker for the goy. Ulakita shanochri. The Yom Rav Yehuda afilu schilakitoy shanochri im Yisrael hu. Let's say the worker for the goy is a yid, noisen eruvay im b'nei mavi v'dayay. That's enough. You don't even have to rent from the Yid. Since he's a Yid now, he can be mishtatef in the year. The Rashi, schir means lavoidas kol hashana. You're like rent, you're hired to work for the guy the whole year. Well, lekita means lemoisak tzir v'asif. At the time when the guy cuts down the tfuah, he needs a special worker then. So if you're working for the guy at the time you're cutting down the tfuah, you also have a shame like bailam of the guy, and we can either rent the guy's rishus from you, or else if you're a Yisrael, he could be mishtatef, he could put his path into the Erev, and that's the way it becomes to have a Ruvich HaTzeris in this home of you. So that was the Yitzah here. Let somebody go and let the guy should give rishus that you could use his property. If you use his property, you become his chiroi. Then you could be mishtatef in the era for the guy. Omalei Abay the Rav Yosef. Hoyisham chamisha chiroi v'hei lekitoi. What about the guy has five people working for him? He has five chiroi lekitoi. Mahu. Hey, do we say that a guy that's working for the guy is considered like a bailim here and he's mamish living here? So now we want to make an Eruv Echatzeres, we have to like buy off from all the five workers of the guy. As though you have one guy here, and he has five workers. So do we say, since they're renting a place, they work in the property of the guy, each one of them is considered as if the mamash is living here. So you have now, for care, like five guy living here. So you're going to have to rent now from five of them separately. Or else, no, a Schiru Lakiti is only Lakula, we say. Somebody the highest that rents, that use the property of the guy, he's considered like a bailam of the guy lekula. That if the guy doesn't let you rent from him, or even if he lets you, but you can't get to him, you just see the superintendent, you're allowed to go to the superintendent and borrow it from him, rent it from him. But not the pshat that mamish living there. So that was the shayla. Now, omale, yes, the back pasha, they don't live there. Im omru schiru lekita lehokil, yoimru schiru lekita lehachmir. If they said it lekula, the pshat is, if you can't get to the guy himself, but you get to a worker for the guy, it's considered like you're renting from the guy. But avada, we do not consider like the people working for the guy that are renting there as if they're mamish living in this chotzer. So even though you don't put them in the area, if you're not mishtatef with them, still avada, you're allowed to carry out. Because the maisa, they're not living there. Kufam Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Afilu schira, afilu kita, nais nebu bevedaye. Is Omer Rav Nachman kama mai lashmaita. So you're saying of a very good halacha. So if you have a schiru lakita, somebody that's hired working for the guy, if he's a Yisrael, he's like the bailum in this house now, and he can mamash be mishtatef in the Erev. You don't have to rent it from the guy anymore. Now let this schiru lakita give over a pass into the Erev, and it's good. So Rav Nachman said it's a very good learning what you said. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, he said of another halacha. Shosu revias yayin, if somebody drinks revias of yayin, is al yayra. You shouldn't paskin after that. You drink a shot, a glass of wine, a revias of yayin, but to get you a little bit chicker, you shouldn't paskin. Omer Rav Nachman, lay my lahai shmaitzah. This shmaitzah I don't like. This one's not so good. I don't like this halacha. Why? So I know, me, myself, Rav Nachman, kol kamud lashashin revias of the chamra. Kol zaman, I didn't take a shot, I didn't drink revias of yayin, lay tiladatoi, pumfaket, my mind is not clear. My mind first gets clear after I drink a glass of wine. So it's pumfaket from this halacha. The Ashton's Omalei Rova. My time Oma Mar Hochi. How come you said such a thing like this? It's not nice. Homer of Acha Bachinino. My dich said, what does the Pasuk say? For Roya Zoynes Yoivetori. People look at Zoynes and they'll lose a lot. That means Kol Oimer. Some of it says, Shmu Azu no. This halacha is very good. I like this halacha. Vizu Eno no. But this halacha I don't like. Is Mavet Hoinish of Torah. You're like losing the richness of Torah. That's not nice, like we move out of the Torah. So it's not nice to say such a zach. I don't like this learning. Say nechnami, omalei, hadribi, yitaka right, he was choyza. And nechnami, taka, I'm choyza, I shouldn't say such a zach like that. That's not a good zach. And omar rabba barafuna, shosui al yispalo. Somebody that drank wine is not supposed to daven. Via mispalo tfilos tfilo. But if he davens though, he's allowed to daven. The tfilo, his yoytzi is davening. Now, shenkin shikur al yispalav. Your mom is more than stam drank revias yayin. Your mom is shikur ready. Then the din is al yispalav. Then you can't daven. Vim yispalav tfilos a tueva. Your davening is a tueva. It's not nice. It's Hashem is not makabalist. It's a tueva. It's a misa thing. Heichidom ishosav heichidom ishikur. What's the difference between stam drinking wine and being a shikur? The markiho the Rabbi Abba bar Shumini. The Rav Nashia bar Yimya megifto. Heavy koi mepatrim yadodi. They were going away from one another. Amavra de Nahor Yufti on the bridge of the river of Yufti. Onu kochad minoin leima milsod leshmil lecharvi. Now we're going away from one another. Let's tell one over another locha one to the other. The yama mori barafuna la yifter odem mechaveri elimetech bar halacha. You should not go away from your friend when you say goodbye to him only by telling him over the bar halacha. Shemetech kach zechreil. Because of this, he'll remember you. He's whenever he thinks about this halacha, he'll remember his friend told him over this halacha, so he remembers. remember you. So when you're saying goodbye to your friend, tell him over aloha, that I'll remember you. So they made up between the two of them, we'll tell over one another another aloha we didn't hear, that you didn't hear yet. Postachatz, one opened up and said, Yomar, Hechidomi Shosiv, Hechidomi Shikr. What's called somebody that's time drinking wine, and what's called somebody that's shikr? If you stam drank one, you shouldn't daven, but if you did, you're yoitza davening. If you're shikr, you're not yoitza. So if the Shosui is somebody drank wine, the trap is called Shiyochel daven for Yamelech. A cold point, you can go and talk in front of the king. A regular king, a boss of a dumb. If you're not that shikr, you can talk to the king, then it's alright. Then you yoitza your tefillah. Shikr, what does the shikr mean? Called Shein Yochel daven for Yamelech. If you can't talk in front of your Rebbe, in front of a king, that's called a shikur, and then you're not yoytzi, you're day tefillah. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding the Gemara in Daf Samech Dalad, Omer Aleph, near the bottom. Again, was Kihodi, to Kihodi Rababa, Bar Shemuni, Rab Menashio, Rab Yirmiyah Megifta, had the Komifru Mehadodi, when they were going away from one another on the river, on the bridge of the river of Nehor Yufti, one said to the other, let's say over something that the other one didn't hear about it. You should not leave your friend only by telling him over the Barhalocha. Because of this, he'll remember you. Whenever he thinks about this halocha, he'll remember you. One opened up and said, what's the difference between somebody that's some drank wine and somebody that's a shikur? That he can still talk to the king. So therefore, if he davens, he's yoytze mitzvah trilom. Shikur means kol sheni yochel davel lefnei hamelech. He's so shikur, he can't talk in front of a king. So then if you daven, you're not talking lefnei Hashem, you're not yoytze mitzvah trilom. The second one opened up and said, ha-machzik b'nichzei ager. If somebody is zoiche in nichzei ager, means a ger that dies, and he has no yorshim, so his nechosim becomes hefko. Whoever runs in zoiche in the first gets it. So you get it for nothing. Is ma'yaseh b'yizkayma b'yodoy, what should you do so that I should stay in your hands? In other words, people shouldn't give you an iron horror that you just received a lot of money. What should you do so you should be zoiche to keep it? Is yikach b'em sefer Torah. With part of the money, like Rashi says, b'mitzosam, of the schar elu yiskaimu acherim biyodei. With a little bit of the money, go buy a sefer Torah, in other words, buy mitzvahs with it, and with schuzeh, you'll keep the rest of the nechosim without any problems.